Windward Bio raises $165 million to challenge Amgen's asthma monopoly with twice-yearly shots. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Windward Bio raised $165 million in a crossover financing led by OrbiMed, bringing total capital raised to $365 million in under 18 months. Win378, Windward and hashtag X27, S-lead TSLP-blocking antibody, targets twice-yearly dosing versus the monthly injections required by Amgen and AstraZeneca and hashtag X27, S-Tez Spire. The company expects Phase 2 dose-ranging data for Win378 in the second half of 2026 and Phase 3 initiation targeted for Q4 2026, with multiple clinical trial readouts within 12 months. Immunology-focused Windward Bio closed a $165 million crossover financing led by OrbiMed, positioning the Basel-based biotech for a potential public market debut while advancing ultra-long-acting antibodies against respiratory and dermatological disorders. The round, announced May 10, 2026, brings Windward's total capital raised to $365 million in under 18 months and extends its runway through multiple pivotal readouts in asthma, COPD, and atopic dermatitis. The financing structure matters as much as the sum. Crossover rounds typically bridge late-stage private financing and initial public offering preparation, bringing in public market investors at private valuations. Participation from RA Capital Management, Janus Henderson Investors, and Sanofi Ventures alongside OrbiMed signals institutional confidence in Windward's lead asset, Win378, a TSLP-blocking antibody designed for twice-yearly dosing versus the monthly injections required by Amgen and AstraZeneca's Tezspire, the current standard of care. CEO Luca Santarelli framed the capital as a balance sheet strengthener enabling advancement of next-generation therapies for patients living with serious respiratory and dermatological diseases. The company expects multiple clinical trial readouts within 12 months, including Phase 2 dose-ranging data for Win378 in the second half of 2026, with Phase 3 initiation targeted for Q4 2026. A separate Phase 2 trial in COPD launched in Q2 2026. The timing puts Windward on a collision course with at least two well-funded competitors chasing the same dosing interval advantage. Upstream Bio is testing Vrikitchig for quarterly and semi-annual administration, while Generate Biomedicines, which raised capital through a February 2026 initial public offering, is developing a computationally designed TSLP blocker also targeting six-month dosing. The winner in this race will claim a significant slice of the respiratory biologics market, where extended dosing intervals translate directly to improved patient adherence and reduced healthcare system costs. The long-acting antibody thesis Windward's core bet rests on engineered antibody durability. Win378, licensed from Kelun Biotech and Harbor Biomed when Windward launched in 2025 with $200 million, represents a new generation of ultra-long-acting biologics. The company claims not only a dosing advantage but also best-in-class efficacy potential against TSLP, a signaling protein implicated in asthma, COPD, and inflammatory skin conditions. The economics favor longer-acting formulations. Tezspire, approved for severe asthma and administered monthly, generated meaningful revenue for Amgen and AstraZeneca despite entering a market already populated by IL-5 inhibitors and other targeted biologics. A twice-yearly alternative could command pricing power while reducing administration burden, particularly in COPD populations where treatment adherence remains chronically poor. The COPD biologics market remains relatively underpenetrated compared to asthma, representing a white space opportunity if Win378 demonstrates efficacy in that indication. Windward expanded its pipeline in late 2025 by acquiring rights to Win027 from Kyens Therapeutics, a dual TSLP and IL-13 blocker currently in Phase 1 testing. Dual target antibodies carry higher clinical risk but offer potentially broader utility. IL-13 blockade has proven effective in atopic dermatitis, adding a dermatology franchise to Windward's respiratory focus. The company expects Phase 1 data by year-end 2026 and plans multiple proof-of-concept studies across respiratory and dermatology indications starting in Q4 2026. The $165 million specifically funds this expansion into proof-of-concept territory across multiple indications. That capital allocation strategy, diversifying across disease areas while the lead asset remains in pivotal testing, reflects confidence in the platform's applicability beyond asthma. Crossover dynamics and initial public offering calculus crossover rounds serve a specific function in the biotech financing lifecycle. They provide late-stage private capital at valuations that approximate public market expectations, allowing investors who typically buy in public offerings to establish positions before listing. For companies, crossovers bridge the gap between venture funding and initial public offering while minimizing dilution risk. The investor composition here is telling. Orbi Med, a healthcare-focused investment firm managing over $17 billion, led the round. RA Capital Management and Janus Henderson Investors are both crossover specialists with significant public biotech portfolios. Sanofi Ventures brings strategic interest from a pharma major with established respiratory and immunology franchises. Harbor Biomed's participation as both licensor and investor aligns incentives across the partnership. This syndicate structure suggests Windward is building an initial public offering ready cap table. The timing aligns with a potential 2027 listing, assuming Phase 2 data in H2 2026 supports progression to Phase 3 and generates the clinical proof of concept necessary for public market appetite. Biotech initial public offering windows remain selective in 2026, favoring companies with differentiated clinical assets and clear paths to pivotal data. The broader immunology financing environment supports this trajectory. May 2026 brought multiple significant rounds across immunology and related fields. Coultrion Biopharma secured $125 million for a Phase 2 SYK3 inhibitor in psoriasis and ulcerative colitis, acquired from Galapagos. Tortugas Neuroscience launched with $106 million for neuropsychiatric programs. Cytospire Therapeutics raised approximately $83 million for gamma delta T cell engagers. Latus Bio extended its Series A to $97 million total for gene therapies targeting Huntington's disease and CLN2 disease. These concurrent raises demonstrate sustained institutional appetite for differentiated immunology platforms, particularly those with near-term clinical catalysts. Windward fits this profile precisely. Competitive landscape and market positioning: the TSLP target is validated but not yet crowded. Tez Spire established proof of concept, but its monthly dosing and relatively recent approval leave room for improved formulations. Windward's six-month dosing interval, if achieved in pivotal trials, would represent a step function improvement in patient convenience. However, Upstream Bio and Generate Biomedicines are pursuing identical intervals. Upstream's Verikichig is already testing both quarterly and semi-annual regimens, potentially offering flexibility depending on disease severity. Generate entered the race with computational design tools intended to optimize antibody pharmacokinetics from the ground up, backed by public market capital following its February 2026 initial public offering. The competitive dynamic will hinge on three variables: efficacy, safety, and actual achieved dosing interval in pivotal trials. Phase 2 dose ranging data in H2 2026 will provide the first head-to-head comparison point, assuming Upstream reports data on a similar timeline. Generate's timeline is less clear given its earlier stage. Windward's dual target Win027 offers a differentiation hedge. If single-target TSLP blockers become commoditized, a TSLP/IL-13 dual blocker with extended dosing could command premium positioning in atopic dermatitis, where IL-13 inhibition has demonstrated robust efficacy but existing agents require more frequent administration. The Plaquemine view: Windward Bio is executing a textbook late-stage biotech strategy: raise crossover capital, drive toward pivotal readouts, position for public markets. The $165 million round is appropriately sized for the clinical milestones ahead, and the investor syndicate brings both capital and public market credibility. Our thesis centers on three points. First, the TSLP target is commercially validated but competitively open. Tez Spire's success proves the market exists, but no dominant long-acting entrant has emerged. This creates a defined window for Windward to capture share if Win378 performs. Second, the six-month dosing interval is not just a convenience play, it is an adherence and health economics argument. Payers will favor products that reduce administration costs and improve real-world compliance, particularly in COPD where adherence is notoriously poor. Third, the dual target Win027 provides optionality. If TSLP monotherapy becomes crowded, Windward pivots to a differentiated dual mechanism with applications across respiratory and dermatology franchises. The risk is execution. Phase 2 data in H2 2026 must demonstrate that Win378 achieves clinically meaningful efficacy at intervals that truly support six-month dosing. Pharmacokinetic variability, immunogenicity, or suboptimal response rates could force more frequent dosing, eroding the competitive moat. Additionally, Upstream Bio and Generate Biomedicines are well-funded competitors with overlapping goals. If either reaches pivotal data first with positive results, Windward's positioning weakens. We also note the timing risk around a potential initial public offering. Biotech public markets in 2026 remain selective, favoring companies with late-stage assets and clear commercial pathways. Windward will need compelling Phase 2 data to command a strong valuation in a 2027 offering. The crossover structure mitigates some of this risk by locking in capital at private valuations, but public market reception will ultimately depend on clinical performance. Finally, the healthcare regulatory environment is tightening. Concurrent with Windward's financing announcement, the Department of Justice launched a new West Coast healthcare fraud strike force targeting Arizona, Nevada, and Northern California, part of a broader Trump administration effort to combat fraud, waste, and abuse across healthcare. While this enforcement initiative focuses on Medicaid billing schemes, hospice fraud, and tech-enabled fraud rather than pharmaceutical development, it underscores a broader regulatory posture favoring scrutiny and accountability. Windward's path to market will navigate this environment, where pricing, reimbursement, and value demonstration face increasing pressure from both government and private payers. The crossover round positions Windward for success if the clinical data cooperate. The market opportunity is real, the capital is adequate, and the investor base is credible. But this is a race, and Windward is running alongside well-funded competitors targeting the same finish line. The bottom line: Windward Bio's $165 million crossover round is a pre-initial public offering positioning move backed by blue-chip life sciences investors betting on ultra-long-acting antibodies in respiratory and dermatology indications. The capital funds pivotal trial progression for WIN-378 and proof-of-concept expansion for dual-target WIN-027, with multiple readouts expected within 12 months. Success hinges on demonstrating that 6-month dosing is clinically achievable without sacrificing efficacy, a differentiation that would command significant market share against monthly competitors like Tezspire. The competitive landscape is tightening as Upstream Bio and Generate Biomedicines advance overlapping programs, making the H2 2026 data readout a critical inflection point. Institutional investors are placing their bets now, ahead of what could be a 2027 initial public offering, assuming the clinical data support the thesis. For Windward, the runway is funded, the trials are enrolling, and the market is watching.